We don't have much time left. It is 7:30.
Oh, thank you.
We have 2.5 hours.
Oh, hurry, time.
Considering that we've already done all this other time, that doesn't seem like very much, does it? It is such a daunting thing, too. Hey. It's such a daunting thing when we finish the 28-hour show.
Oh, it's...
That when you think about it again, when you ever think about, hey, let's do another 28-hour show. It's like, no way.
Yeah. Like, we couldn't even talk about doing it again until, like, 8 or 9 months after we did the first one. We didn't even want to speak of it.
Close to a year later that we were even able to think about it.
Yeah.
I'm a little dizzy right now. I'm on the plane. Let's call the nurse. Teddy, shut up. Let's call the nurse.
That's funny.
You know what? And we've told other, you know, we got friends in the industry. And they say, give me a good idea. Give me something really good. Give me something good. And we say, go on the air for 28 hours with no music and no commercials. And they're like, why? Because, man, people catch on to the show and like it. And nobody's ever done it. We've told a million people. Nobody's taken us up on it.
Well, people were even coming in the building this morning, like other people who work on the programming staff for other stations and DJs and
board ops. You did not.
No, we don't believe you. You guys weren't here. Dude, look at this mess of a studio and tell me we weren't here the whole time.
It's a mess.
Oh, horrible.
Mikey's show.
Ivy rules.
What does he say?
I don't know.
HIV rules.
Is that what he said?
No, Eddie, he did not say that.
Because the truth is, it does not.
I think he said...
Hey, listen, they say their own.
I think he said IB rules.
Oh, IB rules.
No, he did not.
I have 313 emails.
Whoa. Oh, that's all?
I mean, you got Sky. Miss Popularity.
I don't know, like, in the beginning...
You must suck, Mikey.
In the beginning, I was writing people back, so I don't really know how many emails I've got. I, like, stopped at about, you know, 10 o'clock last night. I put an end to that and haven't written anybody back since, but I'll do it tomorrow.
My work email's getting bogged up.
Yeah, I know. I cleared out my inbox yesterday or the day before to make sure I had enough space.
I didn't.
Oh, well.
Next week is new episodes, by the way, of Lost. Or is it new episodes, by the way, of Lost?
Oh, it is.
And somebody big and famous on the show is going to die. Somebody very popular. It's going to be Shannon.
Well, that's the rumor, Mikey.
Yeah, but you know.
We don't know that for a fact.
There's smoke.
We weren't on the set, Mikey.
Where there's smoke.
How could they kill Boone and then kill Shannon? Like,
why do they need
too
Shannon
much?
If you don't got Boone?
Because of Saeed and just, you know, to have another chick in the group.
I don't feel any chemistry. You feel that chemistry?
No, but that's why I like it.
Really? You like it because of the lack of chemistry?
Well, no, I
understand.
No, like, I feel like she's using him, and I feel that's a compelling storyline. Like, I feel he cares for her, but she doesn't genuinely care for him.
Why do you think she's using him?
Because that's what she does, dude. That's what she's all about, using people up, and she's trapped on this island, and he can hook it up. He's a handy dude, and he can protect her and take care of her, and she's in.
And you're going to do that anyway? She's got to be making out with him?
Yo, Holmes.
Yeah.
New friend of the show on the warm line, Gavin Rosdale.
Gavin Rosdale.
Hey.
I downloaded on iTunes the whole Institute CD.
Thank you.
It's good.
Nice. Thanks a lot.
It rocks.
Well, we aim to please. How are you guys doing? How are you holding up?
Tired.
Dying. Literally dying slowly.
Really tired. What's the longest you've ever stayed up for, Gavin?
Well, I don't know. A little, well, certainly beyond 26 hours.
Yeah.
You
know, but those days, you know, those days. But you guys are doing it for a good cause, and you're doing it the healthy way. You're drinking carrot juice the whole way, right?
And for a great cause.
Accurate. Both complete lies.
Yes.
Yeah. Both absolutely non-honorable on our parts. But, listen, I want to play some of this music.
Can I say real quick to Gavin that we did your lady real proud. We, about 4 o'clock in the morning, got a little low, and we all got up and did a dance contest to Holla Back Girl, and I think your lady would be proud of our moves.
Right on.
We were shaking it.
Right on.
Listen to what Bulletproof Skin sounds like. It's really cool. Listen, I'm just going to play a second of it, Gavin.
Play 5 seconds of it.
All right, fine.
Play it all.
All right, fine, I will.
We'll be right back.
cool. Gavin has that quintessential, like, cool rock voice.
Yeah.
Do you ever, for fun, Gavin, like, dork around and go, like, sing Broadway, you know, show tunes for fun or, like, country just to goof around? No.
I did about the Chicago show tunes. Yeah, not so much sure about that. But,
yeah.
Definitely some country.
You do? Really?
Really?
Like,
well,
what?
There's a lot of bands I like, you know, like the Will Oldham, Sparkle Horse, all those kind of guys. Mm. So I sing along to them, but more like the alt country, not the goddamn pickups in the, you know, that stuff.
Right,
I don't
right,
sing
right,
that
right.
Too much.
I like singing that stuff.
And where is Institute today?
That's a good question. Columbus, Ohio.
Holy I cow. Think.
Yeah, we're taking it. We're taking it.
You're going to play the show tonight, or you played a show last night?
We played a show last night, and now we're going to Toledo. And, you know, it's been fun just getting out there and playing again and just introducing people to this new band. It's no joke.
When do you get to go home and just kind of relax a little bit?
I think sometime around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Around Christmas. So it's cool. I love being out. I love playing, and... you know, everything's going fine to being out here. So,
I got to ask you my new cool question to ask people during interviews. I love this question. Sky told me about it. They asked this to President Bush.
Yeah.
What's in your pockets right now?
I don't actually have any pockets because I'm wandering around the room in a pair of shorts making coffee.
Oh, hello.
Oh well, hello.
So,
good morning.
So nothing.
All right.
Graham, what was in the president's pockets?
A handkerchief.
That's it.
That's it, because he doesn't have to carry keys or
so
a wallet
boring.
Or
and
nothing.
A hand grenade.
Oh, no.
That was this weird.
Yeah, he had a handkerchief.
A very small red phone.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, he had a horseshoe in his pocket. That was it. Can of mace. And a copy of Institute's downloadable CD.
And a pint of Old Harper.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So how long are you guys going for?
We have 2.5 hours left.
Oh, that's
we started
bad.
Yesterday morning at 6:00. You know, we've been entertaining the whole damn time.
You're getting us on the down end there,
that's
Gavin.
That's right.
Listen, you know what? You're doing a great job. So
we're on.
Thank you, brother.
We're on the tired end of it. Somebody wants to say hi and they love you and gush over you. They're on line 3. This is P1 Wood.
Hey, bro, I just want to tell you that you're one talented individual and you guys rock, man.
Thank you.
There you go. You said that very fast. It was hard to understand. Gavin, do you find that the American accent sometimes can be hard to understand?
No.
All right.
I find it, when people speak Russian, that's what really gets me.
Yeah?
That Russian stuff.
The Russian one will throw you off, won't it?
And the Chinese. The Chinese, when they shout the Chinese at you. In England, they shout at you in Chinese restaurants.
You know,
the way they deal.
I met a girl from London, and she said that even in just different parts of London, you have different accents.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
I'm a real big fan of this Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Have you ever met him?
Yeah, I know him. He actually moved in 3 houses down from me.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I know. I mean, I'd seen him before anyway, but... yeah, he's and in the end, he did end up, he bought a house 3 doors down from me in London.
Great band.
Well, yeah, how about that? 3 doors down is a band, and he moved in 3 doors down.
How about that?
Yeah,
he's a drummer, you know?
His wife's name is Jules. He's a drummer, yeah. He's a drummer in the band Charlotte something. What is it? I can't remember.
Good Charlotte?
No.
Bad Charlotte.
No. But anyway, you know the guy.
I know him.
Is he a decent gentleman?
Yeah, he is.
Now, see, he has that accent from London that I think, and I may be wrong, but it's kind of the other side of the tracks.
Well, he's from Essex, really. He's not really London too much. He's Essex boy. So he's a bit of a Cockney. He's got the Cockney twang.
Now tell me what that means, because you know, you don't have to be politically correct. If I am to understand correctly... aren't the Essex boys, aren't they sort of, isn't that sort of like, isn't it kind of the poor side of the tracks?
Well, the thing is, they're often, a lot of them are sort of made good, you know, so it's not really.
Yeah, he did. He made good.
It's all changed, really, because, put like this, Essex is full of like, you got the entrepreneurs there, you know what I'm saying? So
right.
You got, you know, they may have the accents, but you got the nice big houses.
Right.
Nice big yard.
There you go.
Boston, the big yard.
That's right. Yeah. All right, listen, Gavin, we're going to support you. Here on the Mikey Show, we're a big fan of Institute.
And you're handsome.
Yeah, and Sky thinks you're real handsome.
So we support you.
Yeah, we support you.
I feel supported. Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. And we were dancing to Gwen's music earlier.
I heard that. That's fantastic.
That's right.
Do you have anything to do to it?
All right, man.
Well, hang in there, guys. Not long now.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Bye. It's Gavin Rosdell. Used to be in Bush, now he's in a band called Institute.
Handsome.
That's right. Sky says he's handsome, even though he is not African American.
Accent, sexy.
Mikey Show. Hello?
I think we should start asking celebrities what salad dressing they like.
That's a good question.
Thanks, man.
Want to play something from earlier in the 28-hour show?
Oh, sure. Why not?
Why don't we do that? A lot of people might have missed some of this stuff. Let's see. I'm going to pick something real good here.
Something good.
I thought the women's panel was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's super long.
Yeah, that's way long.
They actually should cut it down.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I thought it was originally over a half an hour long.
I think it's two segments.
All right, I'll play this one segment.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Part of the women's panel. Let's go ahead and start the women's panel. I think that's what we should do. A lot of people calling. I got to clear lines. Mikey Show.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to see if you guys are taking contestants for the Reality Bites yet.
It's going to be, it's still a long way to go for Reality Bites. Okay, Mikey Show.
Hey, it's T1 Eric.
Go ahead.
Hey, I was wondering, sorry, it's sort of off the topic, but you said the Stoner Spelling Bee is going at 6?
6 o'clock, bro. Mikey Show.
Well, what's going on, bro?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to know, I've got a question for Mikey about the movies.
Uh-huh.
I want to know if during the movie, are you guys going to be taking calls? So if you're not, you might want to...
No, dude. We can't take calls while we're watching the movie because we just got too much going on.
Right, right, right.
It's like that whole Mystery Science Theater 3000 vibe, and so we're kind of busy while the movie's on, you know?
Yeah, you guys should let that know because a lot of people are going to be calling.
Yeah, okay. Sure. No, yeah, we'll be saying throughout the movie what we're doing.
Hey, one more thing.
Go ahead.
I just want to let you guys know, man, it's an awesome show. Good thing you guys are doing this.
Mm.
And that... it's pretty cool. I'm not willing to sacrifice one day to listening to, you know, the other shows, you know, just to check them out, see if I can compare, you know.
God darn it, dude. That means a lot to me. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. Thank you so much, bro.
Hey, take care, bro.
Thank you. All right, let's clear the lines out. Let's get B-Rob to clear the lines out. We are officially going to start the women's panel. I'd like to introduce people to three women that vary in age groups. And that's what we needed to do. We needed to make sure that we had everybody from a particular age group kind of represented. From the young end of the age group, we have P1 Alley, who is a big member of the P1 Army.
That's right.
One of the most well-respected and most powerful groups in the Mikey P1 world.
We just hit the big 4,000.
4,000 members.
Amazing.
Of the Mikey Show P1 Army. I mean, you talk about a powerful group of people. When they organize, they get us national press. When they organize, they get things done. They really are an amazing group of listeners. A P1 listener is somebody that turns their radio down, gets to the point, and doesn't cuss. A P1 listener is also an exclusive listener of the Mikey Show. P1 Alley can attest. You don't listen to any other shows, right, Alley?
Heck no.
Exactly. And the other deal is that you listen to us for long periods of time. And unlike a lot of shows, we stay on for long periods of time. I think 28 hours pretty much is a testament to that.
Yeah.
The idea behind, and Boston Rob, you got to start clearing those lines for people to call in and ask questions. This is the meaning of the women's panel. We get women from varying ages. P1 Alley from the P1 Army, how old are you?
18.
We also have Gina in the studio. Gina, how old are you?
33.
And Shauna is in the studio. She's our program director. How old are you, Shauna?
45.
Oh, you are not. How old are you?
37.
There you go. Okay, now. We chose these particular women based on a few criteria. Number one, these are intelligent women, but they are also very honest women. And they've been told that that is the key. They need to answer honestly. So whatever questions you're calling in to ask, make sure before you ask that you know that you're going to get an honest answer. It's not going to be the answer maybe that you want to hear, but it's going to be the real answer. Now, some people may be wondering, well, what kinds of questions are we asking? it's really the kinds of questions that you hear a lot of women asking of men, like, you know, how come a guy says this when he really means this? The same kinds of questions can apply to a woman. An example would be asking one of these ladies, how come I ask a girl for her phone number? I get it. She gives me one. I call it. It's the wrong number. Things of this nature. Why does my girlfriend ask me if she looks fat in something? And if I tell her the truth, she gets angry. These are the kinds of questions that you would ask to the woman panel. And you ask a general question, and we will get three answers. The answers will vary by each woman. Because some women are different. These women are very different. They vary in age, and they vary in personality type. So 570-1053. Sean, have you been listening a lot today?
Yes. All day.
We're still keeping it going. I personally don't think I'm going to start to crash for another 11 hours. About 3 a.m. is where it starts to get iffy for me. How much are you going to listen to tonight, Shauna?
I will probably...
Remember, you have to be honest. You're on the women's panel.
I know. I'll probably listen until about 10 o'clock.
You're not going to do the movies with us?
Well, I'm going to do Lost with you.
Okay.
For sure.
We're going to watch Lost tonight at 9 o'clock on ABC. As far as I know, this is the first time that a network television show has ever been simulcast with a radio program.
I think that's awesome.
We're breaking a lot of ground. Did you give that quote that I gave you to Radio and Records Magazine?
I did. And he laughed.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay. P1 Jimmy is on the line. Jimmy, what do you want to ask the ladies on the women's panel?
Yeah, this is kind of embarrassing. I don't want to sound too rude or anything, so I'll try and put this nicely.
Go ahead.
I've been dating a girl for about a month and a half now, and she doesn't shave or trim down.
We got you. We got you.
Okay.
What's your question?
What is the best way to ask her to without her freaking out and going completely crazy on me and calling me a jerk and breaking up with me?
All right. Listen to the answer on the radio. Let's start with the youngest person on the panel. That's P1 Allie. Allie, from an 18-year-old woman's perspective, how would that be asked of you, if at all?
Tell her to get the weed whacker.
Would you have a specific thing?
It's kind of a touchy subject. I don't know.
First of all, would you even want a guy to ask you something like that?
No. Never. Never.
But if he did, is there a gentle way to go about it?
I don't know. I don't really think there is. I think you just got to be blunt and just go for it.
Just say it. Just ask. Yeah. Gina. And by the way, Gina, again with the ages. Gina, how old are you?
33.
There you go. Gina, how would a 33-year-old woman approach this topic?
I would probably ask her to watch a movie with me, if you know what kind of movie I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, obviously all the girls in these movies are pretty well kept, so I would start with that.
I have to say that is an extremely intelligent answer.
Thank you.
Wow. Shauna, your age again.
56.
Stop it. Shauna's 37. Shauna, how would you answer that?
I think he should just bring it up gently. And maybe even while they're in the middle of doing it. Like, hey, you know.
In the middle of lovemaking?
Mm-hmm. Like, hey, or maybe after.
You
probably
don't feel,
after.
Yeah. I was going to say, isn't right that a little after, inappropriate? Like, hey,
I don't know. I think you can do it in a way that's not insulting at all, but like, hey, next time it'd be fun if...
Maybe he could do it for you.
You didn't have an afro down there.
Maybe it would be nice if you didn't look like you had buckwheat in a headlock. P1 Iktooth is on the line. What is your question, Iktooth? Iktooth, are you there? Just had him on line 5. We lost him. If he's there, call back. P1 Joe.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to wonder why women feel like they have to browbeat men whenever they feel like men are wrong.
Go ahead. We will start this with Shauna.
Because men are always wrong.
Shauna, 37 years old, says because men are always wrong. Gina, 33 years old, says...
Well, I have to argue with that.
Yeah?
Why do you... maybe there's something wrong with you. Why are they browbeating you?
Yeah, Joe, maybe they're not browbeating every guy, but maybe they're browbeating you.
Oh,
Allie.
I see people do it to everybody.
Allie, 18. Go ahead.
I'd have to agree with Shauna. Men are always wrong. Always.
Yeah. Men are always wrong.
No, maybe it's just his perception that he's being browbeaten.
Yeah, maybe he's a little too sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the truth is a girl's speaking with him really honestly, really frankly, really straightforward. And he doesn't like it.
I think it's great. Cut the crap.
Yeah.
Get right to it.
570-1053 is our phone number. This is a woman's panel. We got three women ranging in age from 18 to 37. Feel free to ask them anything. Just understand that you're going to get a real answer. It's not going to be the answer that you might get from your girlfriend, which may be the tender answer, the answer that won't hurt your feelings. But you can ask any range of questions. P1 Marley is on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, ladies. I just wanted to know, in relation to that clip Mikey played earlier from the Oprah show, how you guys feel about your man looking at porno on a daily basis.
Pornography. I said that I had a, I've had issues with that. I talked about accountability software that I put on my computer to make sure that I don't look at it. XXXChurch.com, by the way, if you wanted to do that. P1 Marley's got a question. We will begin with Shauna, 37 years old.
Well, this is an interesting question for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to take into consideration what I do for a living. I mean, just before I came down here, I was picking out the bikini calendar photos for our bikini calendar coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But if Justin...
Your husband.
I don't like it when he does.
Yeah.
But I can accept that he does do it. It's just natural.
Now, why do you not like it?
Honestly, I don't know why.
And it's interesting because you work in an industry where it is your job to appeal to a male between 18 and 34 years old, and you know as that manager that that's what men want.
Yeah, absolutely. So... But as a married woman,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe it's that I have to, when I go home, I switch it off and I'm not thinking in that frame of mind when I'm at home.
Right.
Although I'm sure Justin would love it if I did more.
Right, often. Sure. Right.
But, I mean, I understand that it's going to happen. It doesn't bother me. I'd rather have him look at porn than cheat on me. So if that's the way... that he needs to satisfy himself when I'm not there, then so be it.
Once again, Marley's question is it okay for men to look at pornography on a daily basis? Gina's 33 years old.
I think that on a daily basis is way overboard. I think it's certainly acceptable to watch it every so often. Maybe there's something missing, and that's why he's watching it every day.
But... Now, do you feel...
oh, well,
go ahead, Shauna.
I just want to be clear.
Go ahead, Shauna. You can jump in anytime.
I missed the part about the daily basis
thing. Daily basis.
Yeah, that would bother me on a daily basis. Yeah. Once in a while, okay, but not on a daily basis.
And finally, Allie is 18.
I'm kind of torn about the issue. I had an ex that, you know, I went surfing on his computer, looked through the history, and saw a plethora of websites. But I think it's all right, but on a daily basis, that's a little much. Otherwise, it's all right.
Marley, I hope that answers your question.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Why were you going on his computer to see what he was looking at?
That's a good question.
I was snooping around. What do you think I was doing?
Absolutely. She's being honest about it.
But why?
What were you looking for? Maybe she was looking for that.
Were you looking to see if that's what he was doing?
I had a sneaking suspicion. Because, you know, when you walk into the room and somebody closes windows on their computer really quickly, you kind of get a little suspicious.
Ah.
So
you checked it out. Did you confront
yeah, I
him? Did you confront him?
Yeah, I did.
Turn into a fight?
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
He was really nice about it.
P1 Steve.
Yes. Hi, well, how you guys doing?
Go ahead.
Okay. I started dating this girl, and when I first started talking to her, she's telling me like how her fantasy is to have a threesome. So, you know, of course, I'm like, score, like I'm just like so stoked on this. And now if she's saying that like, oh, she doesn't want to do it because it'll no longer be a fantasy, then so I'm like, I'm thinking, is she lying? Is she saying this just to kind of be cool, you know, kind of be the cool girl who likes threesomes? Or is she really not wanting to do it because it will be no longer a fantasy?
We'll start with Allie, 18 years old.
That's kind of tough. I don't know. I think might have just been a change of heart.
She had the idea and then just changed her mind.
I don't know. It could have looked good for a while. And then I think if you really think about, you know, a threesome, I think people would. It sounds great at first, but then.
Reality sinks in?
Yeah.
Gina, 33.
How long have you been going out with her?
I've known her probably about 6 months, and I finally convinced her to go out with me we've been going out the past 3 months.
Mm-hmm. So was she resisting you in the beginning, or what was it? Did you like
her? Oh, no, we were just friends. Like, she just she's kind of conservative, kind of. Like, we were just friends. I met her down here in Temecula, so I ride motorcycles for a living, so we're down here, and she met me at a motorcycle demo. And so she didn't want to, I don't know what her deal was. I was just talking on the phone for a while, and then we finally went out on, like, a real official date after 3 months.
I think it's definitely a tease in the beginning. Like, she wants you to get interested or...
Well, she told me this after we started going out, after, like, we started dating, because, like, she very rarely touched on the subject of sex while we were just, you know, talking on the phone and hanging out.
Right. I think she's probably just teasing you. A lot of girls tend to do that in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, and just kind of get your reaction first and then see what you have to say. And I think probably she did have that idea in mind. Like, every girl kind of has her own fantasy, and maybe that was hers.
Uh-huh.
And then she just, you know, chickened out afterwards. Because, you know, I think about it. I think about threesomes, but there's no way I would probably ever do it.
Shauna, 37.
I pretty much agree with what Gina said. I think she probably thought about it, maybe thought it would be fun and different, and then when it came down to reality, she probably freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
ID.
There you go, dude. All right. Eddie says ID. Let's ID.
The Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is brought to you by KSWB Channel 569. Tune in Thursday night for Smallville at 8 o'clock.
Tonight.
Official home of the Mikey Show 28-Hour Marathon is...
KIOZ, San Diego's Rock.
Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 8 a.m. and 9 a.m.
We've been on for 22 hours.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's 8 o'clock. 22 hours.
26 hours.
Yeah.
It's a 28-hour show.
28-hour show.
Yeah. How do you feel?
Dumb.
Thank you.
You're Boston Rob over there, sleeping like a vagrant.
Yeah.
Russell, sales guy from upstairs, comes in. He goes, man, dude, your voice sounds real different.
Does it?
I guess.
I can't hear the difference, but, you know.
I can't hear the difference.
But we're all jacked up.
You're an idiot.
I think we all sound a little different.
Yeah.
Mikey Show. Oh, sorry. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air.
Yay. I had a question for the women panel.
Yeah, that was pre-taped from last night, dude.
Go figure, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to play some of the stuff that you may have missed, and that's something you may have missed.
I definitely missed it.
There you go. Mikey Show.
Hey, good. Mr. Mikey.
Yeah, you're on the air, dude. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Dummy.
Oh, I hate people.
Got to put Rob on screen and phone calls.
Oh, people.
Everyday people.
Oh, the luckiest people.
Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that?
Shauna is on the inside line. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, I love Shauna.
What's up, Shauna?
I'm in trouble.
Why?
Because the editing of the women's panel... We were listening to it, my husband and I.
Uh-huh.
And
he just found out what a monster you were.
It made it sound like I was accepting of him, or that he watched porn every single day, which is absolutely not the case.
That's basically what you said, Shauna.
Basically what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. That's what you're trying to say.
I don't like it, but he does it every day, so what am I supposed to do? Shauna, I was right there listening.
Yeah, and you were basically saying, hey, he watches it every day, every single day. Yeah, remember yesterday you were saying that your husband is a pornographer?
Remember you said he makes pornographic movies and occasionally star in them?
Yes. Remember when you said that?
I knew if I called in, it was just going to get worse. I am just telling all of San Diego
that your husband is a porn
star. That's right. He goes by Justin Jugs.
What?
He goes by Justin Balls.
Yeah, he goes by Justin Barely.
You know what? We're going to have to have a meeting.
He's Justin Time.
He's just inside.
Yes.
He goes by Just in Mexico.
Mm. Oh, man.
Can you help me out here? Are you done?
Yeah, I am.
Thanks for your help.
Enjoy your porn.
You're welcome.
You dirty, dirty girl.
Oh, man. Thank you, Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Where are you?
Not at work.
I'm coming in.
Are you going to be here to wish us off to our homes?
Yes. I will be there.
Try to get some rest.
Send you away.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. What are we supposed to do for two more hours? Look at Sean, man.
Let's just chill. I can do this standing on my head, bro.
Yeah, well, what do we do now?
Let's take some phone calls. I got another celebrity calling in. We have the Do You Sound Hot Battle of Champions. Oh, Mikey.
Oh.
Yeah, you better believe it, baby.
The what Battle of Champions?
The Do You Sound Hot Battle of Champions.
Oh, that's right.
What is that?
We're going to take a bunch of former Do You Sound Hot winners, put them up against each other.
I love it.
Oh, thank God. I'm stuck.
Oh, look at this. Oh, you guys are the best.
I ask you not.
Oh,
what's
you guys are
on?
Badass. Look at the promotions department came in here.
My God.
They got all kinds of food and stuff.
I ask you not.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, I ask you not.
Yeah.
D.
Yeah,
D.
D. Jizzy and Smashley. What up,
Smashley?
Yeah.
Break me off something proper. What you got for me, boy?
Oh, yeah. P1 Brian is on the line, wants to say, hey, the 28-hour show's inspirational.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Boston Rob asked me why I wanted to talk to you, and I said, because he's inspirational. And he didn't believe me when I said that you were inspirational.
I did not believe you. I wanted a reason. Why is it inspirational?
No, I'm just giving it. He's inspirational because who else does this? This is what separates Rock 105.3 from everybody else.
Thank you. Mm. I mean that. I didn't say it, but I mean it. listen, what he's saying is true, man. Other stations don't do this. And I shouldn't say stations, because it's really us. Other morning shows, they don't do this across the country. I never heard of it.
Oh, hell no. What you say?
Oh, hell no. What you say?
I heard you.
Oh, what you say?
I said, what you say?
Break it down, brother.
What you say?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You guys need sleep.
Thanks.
You know what you need?
What's just happened?
what's on the menu?
I don't know. I was asking you.
I want you guys to hear a little song about the Mikey Show Marathon.
Mr. Sandman, leave us alone.
Yeah.
28 hours, this station's our home. We can't be tired or even sleepy. We're counting every time Ashley beats Sandman. Evil and vile, we've got to stay awake for quite a while. It's kind of like when someone tweets, all except for bad skin and missing teeth.
Yeah.
Mr. Sandman, please stay outdoors. Hang out with Ramsey, who's doing sky chores.
There you go.
Yeah!
Wow.
Love that.
The brilliant work of Flounder. He's awesome. Guy's great. And our promotions department, flat out the best in the country. And that's no BS.
You.
No BS.
Oh, look at how wonderful they are.
Thank you to Smashley and to D and to Jay and to everybody in promotions. They're awesome.
This looks so good, you guys.
How?
I'm a lady.
Ow.
And they know ladies are first, so.
You know, why are you guys giving Sky stuff first?
Because I'm a lady. I just
She's
told you.
She's been beating us up the last 20
I'm seconds. Not.
Thank you.
I've been way cool.
Good point, Mikey.
Haven't I been on my best behavior the last
I would not say that.
Haven't I been on my best behavior?
I would not say that.
Excuse me, Sean.
What?
Oh, thank you.
That's not Sean.
Thank you.
You're worse than
Oh, look how great this
is. You were worse than
God, that smells so good.
Don't you wish you had some?
You are a little jerk.
Oh.
All right.
Got them there.
They made this. They made this.
Touché.
Promotion department made this. It's delicious.
Welcome, Jay, do you like us?
Do I like you?
Jay's a good guy.
I'm fond of you.
Aww.
Anything's mutual, big boy.
All right.
Oh, do it. It's
getting gay. Sean's got food in front of him. He's falling asleep.
He does
it. Not.
Not yet. Oh. Get him the food. He'll be up.
What the hell's the matter with you, Sean?
What's the matter with you?
Oh, now Sean's in.
Oh, yeah.
Sean's in like Flynn.
Make some phone calls here, Boston Rob. Mikey show.
Hey, Mikey.
What's up?
Hey, man, this is P1 Jason from UPS.
What's up, Jason?
Called yesterday, man. I told you I got two Mexican co-workers that that you turned on to the show.
Uh-huh.
Right. Hey, I just want to say thank you, man. You said that you were going to play a Mexican song. They never got a chance to hear it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll play it for you right now. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.